A prominent Tanzanian Catholic priest and outspoken government critic, Father Charles Kitima, has been violently assaulted in what many fear is a politically motivated attack ahead of the country's general elections in October. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Fr. Kitima, who serves as the Secretary General of the Tanzania Episcopal Conference, TC, was ambushed late at night in a canteen restroom near his residence in Dar es Salaam after attending a day-long religious meeting. Police said he was struck on the head with a blunt object and was later found bleeding and calling for help. He is currently in stable condition in hospital. A suspect has been detained as investigations continue. Eyewitnesses reported seeing Fr. Kitima speaking with several people shortly before the attack, and moments later, individuals were seen fleeing the scene. The assault has drawn widespread condemnation from civil society, religious leaders, and international observers. Boniface Mwabukusi, president of the Tanganyika Law Society, described the attack as a brutal attempt to take his life, adding that the priest had a powerful message for Tanzanians: "We should not be afraid to pay the price for standing up for justice and fulfilling our duties to the country." The U.S. Embassy in Tanzania also condemned the attack, calling it shocking and brutal and warning against attempts to silence voices calling for justice, reconciliation, and human rights. Fr. Kitima is known for his bold stance on democratic reforms and has regularly criticized government policies. His assault comes just days after the Catholic Church renewed its call for electoral reforms, a central demand of the opposition ahead of the polls. Tanzania's political climate has grown increasingly tense, with rights groups voicing concerns over shrinking civic space and repression. Church leaders, who represent a large portion of the Christian majority population, have become increasingly vocal, drawing the ire of some ruling party loyalists. President Samia Suluhu Hassan, addressing rising tensions, warned last weekend that no one is above the law and pledged to ensure a free and fair election, while also cautioning the opposition against inciting conflict. Attacks on clerics are rare in Tanzania, but this incident follows a troubling pattern. Over the past year, critics of the government, including opposition leaders like Tundu Lissu, have faced arrests, abductions, and charges such as treason. While the motive behind Fr. Kitima's assault remains unclear, the message it sends is already reverberating. Opposition figures, human rights groups, and church leaders are calling for a transparent investigation and accountability. The government has yet to officially respond, though Stephen Wasira, vice chairman of the ruling CCM party, condemned the attack and sent a message of sympathy to Fr. Kitima. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.